Socialist Party Congress 2022 World Revolt is on agenda. The first discussion was on perspectives for the world situation, introduced by Socialist Party General Secretary Hanna Sell. Hanna explained how all aspects of society are in flux due to COVID, and that there was never any prospect of the post-pandemic world under capitalism being sunny uplands. There has been a dramatic escalation of crisis and a fall in living standards internationally. These will lead to revolts around the world. This process is typified by events in Sri Lanka, which are a foretaste of what will develop in other countries. The first domino to fall, as Jim Hensman from Coventry later put it, see Sri Lanka, biggest mass movement and strike forces Prime Minister's resignation at socialistparty.org.uk. Ukraine. But the other side of world developments has been the increased level of tension between nation-states, exemplified in its most brutal form by the war in Ukraine. This is a turning point in world relations. The war has emphasized the uncertainties now endemic in the capitalist system internationally. The Ukraine war is in part a proxy war between Russia and NATO. That it is taking place is a symptom of the decline of US imperialism, which, while still the world's strongest powers, is increasingly unable to call the shots. The Putin gangster capitalist regime invaded Ukraine, knowing the US and NATO would be powerless to prevent it, particularly as only a few months ago the US had to retreat from Afghanistan. However, the war will weaken Putin's regime and prepare the ground for gigantic struggles in Russia. The Western capitalist powers will also be weakened further by the Ukraine war. Europe has both tensions between nation states and within them. Germany, the economic powerhouse of Europe, is in crisis, and Macron won the support of only 38% of voters in the second round of French elections. The pandemic and Ukraine war have caused enormous economic dislocation. But Hanna made the point that the capitalist economy was already in crisis even before the pandemic, and had not recovered from the 2007-2009 financial crash. Socialist Party National Committee member Robin Clapp later said the world economy was on a precipice, with experts predicting slowdowns in growth or recession internationally. Any solutions to capitalism's problems will increasingly create new problems, and help prepare massive social explosions. Hanna pointed out there is also a crisis in the leadership of the workers' movement internationally. However, some sections of workers are fighting back, in France where there were big May Day demos warning President Macron not to attack living standards in his second term. The movement for left-winger Jean-Luc Mélenchon in the first round of presidential elections can be replicated in other countries. See Mélenchon vote, shows potential at socialistparty.org.uk. The intensity of the crisis and the experience of left formations mean lessons can be learned, and new formations can have a more explicitly working class character. Sometimes right populists gain from the current vacuum in the workers' movement. But Hanna concluded on an optimistic note, that new working class formations will emerge and help to build the forces leading the struggle for socialism. Climate Change. Socialist Party members spoke in the discussion with points on South Africa, the Spanish state, France, and the escalating crisis throughout the Middle East. Nathan Sharp from Nottingham commented on the effects that climate change will have on the global economy. Concluding the discussion, Tony Sornois, General Secretary of the Committee for a Workers' International, CWI, the Socialist International Organization the Socialist Party is part of, pointed to mass movements in Sri Lanka and Argentina now putting a general strike on the agenda, which poses the need for workers to take power in society. The discussion gave us the outlines of likely developments in the next period as a guide to action in building socialist ideas internationally.